right, a couple of weeks ago, we had Aaron Brockovich on the program talking about this plume of methane over Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Become a big story, and it'd been going on for months, right? And it did not. It's weird how these environmental stories tend to take time to develop. Unless they're really, 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 you know, potent, you know, it's, again, unless there's like a storm or something. Or
really obvious, too, because this one wasn't. You know, you
right.
can't see it. You can't smell it. You just started to
Well,
wait
you
for
could
the
smell
impact.
It. The methane one, that was the thing. And but they were saying, oh, it's not toxic. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But then it was going on for months and months and months and months in L.A. And then while we were talking to Aaron Brockovich about this, she goes, well, but you know what? It was a much bigger story that nobody is talking about mm-hmm. is the water supply in Flint, Michigan.
And it's crazy. They say 5 parts per billion of lead is a cause for concern. In Flint, it's 27 parts per billion of lead. And children have been drinking it for over a year.
Right. So, I mean, it's five times what should be, which is five times, which is the where you cut it off and you go, wait, you know. There shouldn't be like it,
well. I think no amount of lead is really. We really would want no amount of lead, but less than five has been detected and is considered by the EPA passable. But it's still concern when it reaches the five level. Theirs was at 27. I mean, it's just you think about little kids whose bodies are still forming who are drinking this water
brains.
Every day. Their brains.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
When it gets this level, and they're talking about this, you know, it's a bad situation. A guy who heard the call here is a Chicago Fire Department veteran.
Awesome.
He is in Albany Park on Truck 38, Eric T. Washington. And Eric, thank you very much for being with us. And
no
you've
problem.
Decided
thank you.
To do your own water drive, right?
Yeah, they need it. They need it more than I do.
Right,
that
I'll
is,
say.
That is really true. And now how are you collecting?
Right now... I set up a water drive to take place next Saturday, the 30th, at Hyde Park Academy, 6220 South Stony Island, from 9 a.m. to noon. I'm pretty sure it's going to last past noon, but that's what I'm set it up right now.
And what are you looking for? What would you like? What? Just bottled water or?
Bottled water or gallon water.
Okay, but not the big, like, you know, Hinckley
big
and Schmidt
jugs.
Things.
Those no,
things.
No, not those. Uh-huh.
Okay, so gallons or bottles of water, whatever it happens to be. Yeah,
right.
So
mm-hmm.
so you can distribute it and families can have them and they don't need a container and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and how are you going to get it all to Flint?
Well, this started as something that a small thing that I wanted to do. I was going to just rent a U-Haul truck, fill it up with some water, and take it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But the response and the outpouring of everyone, you know, jumping on board has gotten so massive within the past couple of days. I'm right now I'm thinking I'm going to need a semi truck.
That's great. Isn't that
yeah.
great? What initially moved you? I mean, I was hearing all these stories of these poor moms and dads who unknowingly gave their children this and are now seeing the reaction, you know, that they're going to get tested and they have elevated lead levels and they really don't know the impact. To me, that just moved me. But then you're someone who went even further. What was it that initially impacted you about this story?
It was that because I have a child of my own. I have an 11-year-old son. And I don't want my child to fear drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that you that comes to mind when you say, I want some water, but I'm scared. That shouldn't happen.
That should not happen in America, right?
Oh,
that's
my
God. That to your point,
we
Eric.
We hear about that in third world countries, but we don't hear about that here on our own land.
No.
Of course, you know, things happen like this after natural disasters. It's just it's cause and effect, you know, but this shouldn't happen because someone wanted to save some money.
Right. As the city of Flint, and this story does start with, and as Aaron Brockovich explained to us, because I'm like, how in the hell could that happen?
Right. It doesn't seem like it could happen in America today.
Exactly.
And
because
they changed.
It happened, it seems like it can happen anywhere. If someone whoever, you know, makes the decisions for that that municipality, it seems like they can do it, and that's not right.
Right. And then, and so how this happened, and we go back to this, Flint, mm-hmm. because as we all know, I mean, you go back to, you know, the documentaries, right, from mm-hmm. the 1980s about Flint, Michigan, and what happened there after they closed. I think it was the Cadillac plant. It was a GM plant there. Then they've had all kinds of you know, everything you can imagine that has gone wrong in that town has gone wrong in Flint.
Yeah.
And they've run out of money basically municipally. So they changed their water supply they came off the Detroit system and it was costing them too much, and they went in a different route. And the pipes that they were using to get the water supply, this new water supply, is one that are old corroded lead pipes that are now leaching the lead into the water supply. So the families of Flint, and especially the kids, they're drinking, they're bathing in this stuff. And we talk about the kids because lead poisoning is particularly, it's not good for anybody.
No.
But it is terrible for kids whose brains are still developing, because it causes all kinds of cognitive effects.
They say especially children under 6 years old, and they're already seeing some issues with some children in that area. Which I can't even imagine how heartbreaking that is. And you think about the guilt the parents must have not knowing, giving their children this water. And as you say, the need now, Eric, to make sure they have enough bottled water, because, boy, I mean,
it's gonna take a long time for them to fix this problem.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what I'm doing. I already know it's not a solution, but it can help. You know, I'm sure it's somebody right now that's thinking, like, that's running out of water that they might have, and they don't know where they're going to get some more from.
Yeah, because bottled water is expensive too.
It is.
I mean, you know, people.
From what I gather, because the need is so high up there, they can't keep it on shelves in the stores.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you want to help out with this, Eric's going to be doing his water drive. It's interesting how. Now you pledged to collect 1,500 cases, as you said, and now it's going to be, in excess of that. Yeah,
it's going to be excess because I originally I set up a GoFundMe page for people who weren't local but wanted to help. So my goal yesterday, I started this yesterday morning. My goal was $2,000. With that $2,000, I could have went to Costco and bought in bulk close to 7,500 bottles of water, mm-hmm. because they sell it by bulk on a pallet with mm-hmm. 78 cases, I believe, that come on each pallet. Mm-hmm. My goal, like I said, was $2,000. I smashed that this morning, and as of probably about 20 or 30 minutes ago, I was almost at $3,700.
Wow, that's great.
I actually had GoFundMe reach out to me and tell me, because this was taking off so fast that I needed to increase my goal.
What is the and that's excellent. Was it, when you go to GoFundMe, what is the name of the fund?
It's the Water Drive for Flint, Michigan.
Okay. And yeah. and if people want to just come by and drop off, this is going to happen on January 30th, you said, right?
Yes,
January
30th. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
No.
So a week in a couple of days.
Right.
At Hyde Park Academy, 62nd and Stony Island in Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard to be right out front.
Yeah. And that's how you in Stony Island. It's hard to miss. It's right there.
Very hard to miss.
So you won't feel, well, where is that? Where am I?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Moon Oink isn't there anymore. That's what I used to.
Yeah.
That was always my marker on Stony Island is when I got near that. But this is going to be January 30th. From 9 a.m. to noon, or points beyond, as long as he's getting the water, he's going to take it. 62nd and Stony Island. And you know, thank you so much, Eric. This is really an amazing,
that's awesome what you're doing,
amazing
Eric.
Thing that
thank
you're
you.
Doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We'll check in with you, too. We'll stay in touch if this thing continues to develop, because it's a great, thank you, Eric. It's a great, great story of, you know, everybody's pitching in to help in Chicago. He's a Chicago firefighter. Who, you know, again, guys run into the building.
That's right.
When it's on fire. Not the ones running out of the building in their underwear like I am.